Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello once again from the North Pole News Desk. I'm L. Frank Murr of North Pole Radio News. Santa sleigh and performance issues of the final test flight are all everyone is talking about here at the North Pole. With more breaking news on this situation from the North Pole Sleigh Museum is my radio partner, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, why are you at the Sleigh Museum?
Frank, I was in flight command during Holly's last radio report, and I saw a team of elves immediately dispatched from there to here, where nearly every sleigh Santa has used in the past is in storage.
Read between the lines for me, Crash. What are they up to?
I'm not entirely sure because North Pole Security has closed the museum and locked it down, Frank. But it seems to me that they're likely here to get last year's sleigh out of storage and get it ready to fly. That's the backup plan, and that's been the backup plan all year, and I think they're going to go in that direction.
Crash, that sleigh has not been flown since last Christmas, correct?
Affirmative, Frank. Santa landed, and it got washed and waxed and sent directly to the museum. They didn't even fly it for the big classic sleigh show during Christmas in July. They hauled it in behind a tractor, Frank.
What is the confidence level about that sleigh then, Crash?
Well, it's a record-setting sleigh, Frank. This year's sleigh was based on its design. It was the last design that Santa flew. I think North Pole Flight Command has very high confidence in that sleigh.
Okay, Crash, please stay on this story and get back to us right away once you can confirm the plans for Santa's sleigh. For North Pole Radio News, where we're still hours away from Santa's flight, I'm L. Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.